But I'm so grateful, and it's so amazing. But it still doesn't mean that fear of, oh my God, what are people thinking of me, does not exist, because it does. You are listening to The Weekly Parody, a podcast for unconventional leaders who are dedicated to stepping up, using their voice, and making an impact in this world. Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. You heard right, Fidget Friday. What is Fidget Friday? Y'all, listen. There's stuff in life that makes you a little crazy. You know what I mean? Especially when you are trying to build something, whether that is your business or you are trying to put your talent out into the world and just use your gifts in whatever way. There are just some stuff that, man, just happens. It doesn't work out the way that you think, or you get criticism, or you have all this self-doubt. And it is a process getting in the game. And I want to share with you my authentic journey, because I want to encourage you that if you are out there building something, just because there are hardships, just because you face your own self-doubt, that does not mean anything, because guess what? It's normal. It's 100% normal. So I wanted to share with you guys something that is going on with me this week. This season, really, just in my life, I want to show up more authentically in my work. And you may be thinking, Heather, you seem pretty authentic to me. You act kind of crazy. You always be saying y'all and leaning into your countryside. I mean, you seem pretty authentic. And, you know, I am. And I've been developing that muscle for the past couple of years, because I'm telling you, episode 1 of my original show, because this is a relaunch, y'all. This is a relaunch. My original show, I spent a few hours recording a 20-minute episode because I was so nervous about putting my voice out there. So I've definitely come a long way, but you never get to a point where you're just fully cool with everything, and you're not nervous anymore, and there's not new levels to take yourself. I mean, maybe there is. Maybe there's a ceiling, and I don't know about it, but that ceiling seems so high to me right now that I don't think it ends. I don't think it ends. And I am authentic, and I do share my voice, and I do put out a lot of content, but I still worry so much about these few people. And I have their pictures in my mind. And you know what? Fidget Friday's kind of intimate. Let's talk. Can I say something really authentically? I don't even like those people. Like, I really don't. I don't even want to hang out with them. I don't want to be their friend. I don't want to be like them. And I'm not trying to be rude. It's just negative people. You know what I mean? Those people in your life that you're just like, dude, y'all get it together. Get it together. But for some reason, their face still comes in my mind sometimes when I put out content and I see their name pop up and my emails or my Instagram or whatever, and that they're still engaging and watching me and all this stuff. And it's creepy and it's weird. And sometimes I still want to edit myself because I think, man, they're watching me. That's kind of creepy, isn't it? But it's a deep desire of mine to quit paying attention to them 100%. And it's not like one of those like, hate is gonna hate, I need to quit paying attention. I mean, it's not like one of those things. Like, I'm whatever. It's more of, I know that my message needs to go deeper than what it does, and I want to be more real and authentic for the people who I am resonating with, for the people I am trying to reach. And I know I am hurting my message and keeping myself back from reaching more people because I'm so worried about these few faces in my life and these few names in my life. And I'm telling you this because I want you to know that me putting out as much content, I mean, thousands of people listen from literally all over the world right now. And I'm so grateful. That's so cool. I don't know how y'all understand what I'm saying because I know my accent's not a joke, but I'm so grateful. And it's so amazing, but it still doesn't mean that fear of, oh my God, what are people thinking of me, does not exist, because it does. In fact, last night I was thinking about it because something popped up and I was just like, oh, this person. And then I kind of asked God, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if I'm talking to myself or God. Like, I don't even know. I'm just like, hey, whoever's listening, listen, this is what's going on in my life. I'm like, why do I care so much? Why do I care so much. And I, because I just said, these aren't people I want to be like. These aren't friends. These aren't people who, I don't want to say they don't matter, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not predicting your life. Why does it matter so much? And I heard something inside of me just say, because we all just want love. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted. You know, and that's just a part of human freaking nature, y'all. I really want a shirt that says human freaking nature, y'all. I'd wear it every single day. But it does get back to that basic instinct. You know, when I was in school to be a therapist, side note, that was my beginning. That's one thing we learned over and over, 2.5 years. And I walked away from that program. And my big takeaway was everyone is just looking for love and acceptance, unconditional acceptance. But what happens is when we put that expectation that we're going to get that love and acceptance from everybody, we never really experience it from anyone because, and y'all know this, this isn't revolutionary. And I'm telling this, Fidget Friday is my own therapy. Can I just be real? Because in order to be loved and accepted, you have to be known, you know? And putting ourselves in this vulnerable position of being known through our work, known through your music, known through your writing, known through your YouTube channel, whatever it may be, putting yourself in that position where we become known is so vulnerable because when people reject that, there it feels like they're rejecting us and we want us to just be loved. But it's amazing because I know for the 3 faces that I do see, there are 10 more who are like, thank you, Heather, for showing up and being yourself. But it's our negative bias, I guess, to only think about those 3. And I just want to shift my mind to think about those 10. Think about those 1. Shoot, you know? I have no conclusion to this episode. It's not like, hey, here's everything I have figured out. Follow these 3 steps because I'm still figuring it out. And I just want to share the process with you because I truly care about you, the one individual, doing what they feel called to do and showing up more authentically and muting those voices in your mind, whether there are actual people or your own inner critic, whatever it may be, the thing that keeps you back from pursuing that thing, whatever that thing may be. I just want you to know I'm with you. I'm standing right beside you, like scared out of my mind too, because everything that I do on a daily basis, I'm like, God, Heather, what the crap are you doing, girl? Go get a regular job and shut up. Get off that podcast, girl. Be quiet. But no, I will not. I won't. Because I know this is what I'm called to do. And I want to encourage you with what you are called to do. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. Nike, if you're listening, I'm your girl. What's up? All right, guys, that is the end of Fidget Friday. I love you so much. I am in your corner. If you need any extra support, find me on social, man. It's Heather Parody on everything. And yeah, we will see you soon. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.